بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد ابن مسلم. محمد ابن مسلم was from an esteemed and rich Arab family, but he was thirsty for knowledge, and as such he travels to go and learn from Imam Baqir alayhi salam as well as Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, such that he says that I didn't have any question in my mind except that I would ask them, and as such I narrated 30,000 hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam as well as 16,000 hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Wow, the Imam would refer the people to him. That's how great of a scholar he was. That people, the Imam would tell the people that go and refer to Muhammad ibn Muslim for your questions. He is amongst the few companions whom the Imam had shown the book of Ali alayhi salam. There's many things that we can say about Muhammad ibn Muslim. I'd like to mention a very beautiful incident regarding him. Muhammad ibn Muslim says that he would travel from Kufa to Medina to visit the Imam. And one of these trips, he falls ill. And he reaches Medina, but he's bedridden. He cannot move. He's very ill. Such that the news spreads of his illness. And so Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam sends one of his khadim with a portion for Muhammad ibn Muslim to drink from. And he instructs that once you've drank this, come and see me. Muhammad ibn Muslim drinks this portion and he feels better. He enjoys the taste of it. He describes this and he gets up and back on his feet and he goes to meet the Imam. As he reaches the house of the Imam, he knocks on the door and says, I am Muhammad ibn Muslim. And the Imam from inside calls out to him, oh, you've recovered. Come in, udkhul, udkhul, come in. And so Muhammad ibn Muslim enters the house of Imam Baqir alayhi salam and tears starts to flow from his eyes. And he sees the Imam, he says salam to the Imam, he kisses his hands, he kisses his feet. So the Imam asks him, like, what makes you cry, O Muhammad? So Muhammad ibn Muslim says that, he says a few things make me cry. He says one, that being far from Medina, that makes me sad. And the fact that there's difficulties on the path to come and meet you. And the fact that I'm not in your presence and I can't benefit from your knowledge. And so this is very interesting. The Imam replies to him, and it's a lesson for us as well. He says, as for the distance that you mentioned, then think of us. How far is Karbala from Medina and the grave of Imam Hussein from us? As for the difficulties, well, Allah has made difficulties for the Shias and his awliya. And in this life, the mu'mineen are gharib. They feel this loneliness when they see what's happening around until they reach Allah's mercy. And as for your love for us and your longing to meet us and being with us, then know that Allah knows what is in your heart, and it is with Him the reward that you should get.